can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590 WKZO and a good Saturday morning, and welcome to Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center, located at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us, of course, in the studio on this beautiful Saturday morning, some sunshine out there, 45 degrees, is Roger Taylor.
And a great day for a parade downtown.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you can, if you can't be down there, you can watch it live.
That's right.
On WKZO.com.
We'll have the live stream for you beginning at 10:45.
And then at noon.
Noon?
If you go down to Olcott Street.
Okay.
You can become a part of a music video meant to promote the cleaning up of the PCBs in the old paper mill site there between Cork and Olcott and Burdick and Portage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be shooting a music video there right next to the Goodwill facilities.
Oh.
And you'll see a city high ranger there that's going to be used for the filming, and it'll take place right following the parade downtown, and they're offering Sweetwater Donuts,
coffee, I'm there.
Coffee from the Coffee Street, the Water
Ooh.
Street Coffee Joint,
Ooh.
Not the Coffee Street Water Joint,
right.
Which is about what I was to say, and you get free pizza.
Ooh.
And,
I'm digging it.
And you can become famous because this is a video that will certainly go viral.
Awesome.
And you can be in the crowd scene.
Excellent.
Birdwatch on 590 WKZO. We're going to get right to the trivia question.
Oh. All
right. And today's trivia question is... Mm-hmm. How are birds' mouths different from yours and mine? Tell me a way that birds' mouths are different from yours and mine. And don't mention teeth.
Okay.
Other than mammals have teeth and... birds don't. What is another difference in their mouths? And if you can answer that question for me, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend that you can get exclusively at Waddell's. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a friend to dinner with you, your meal half price.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You get all of that prize booty if you can tell us, other than teeth, what's the difference between our mouths and a bird's mouth.
All right, 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. First one to give it a try from Portage is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm going to take a lucky guess again. Would it be saliva glands?
And we have a winner. Yes. Who has them?
I'm sorry, say again?
Who has saliva glands?
I would have to say probably maybe vultures.
No birds have saliva glands.
Oh, okay.
They're all in mammals.
Oh, mammals.
Birds have totally dry mouths.
Oh, cool.
And
well, I was going to say teeth, but you said don't say that.
So. Yeah, well, good. We can't go so obvious, Joe. Come on.
Well, the senior says pro-male days over there at Upjohn.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Those were the days, my friend.
Yeah.
Hold on, Joe. Joe and I worked together years ago. And we're going to send you in to Matt, our able producer, and he's going to need some information from you. And then dinner for you and the birds, plus a calendar on us.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good one.
Yeah, bye.
You're invited to River Lake Inn's legendary Thanksgiving buffet, a traditional holiday feast to delight and suit every member of your family. Enjoy fresh carved turkey. I have to tell you, the first time I ever had a non-frozen turkey was at the River Lake Inn. And non-frozen turkeys...
You'll never go back, huh?
Are different.
Are different.
And
you want the fresh stuff.
Yeah, freezing doesn't make turkey better. And so you can enjoy fresh carved turkey at the River Lake Inn, homemade mashed potatoes with real turkey gravy and a savory sage dressing, traditional green bean casserole, I like that too, plus honey chipotle barbecue meatballs, Asian glazed pork loin, black Angus beef round, crunchy shrimp, Atlantic cod, apple blossom glazed ham, amaretto candied yams, rosemary roasted Yukon potatoes. I can't go on. And your favorite beer, wine, or cocktail will also be available. The Thanksgiving buffet is only $17.95 a person. Children 3 to 10 are half price. Little ones under 3 are free. For reservations, give them a call, 269-432-2626. And it's not too early to make your holiday party reservations. And now through November 30th, Chef Mark Bailey's feature entrees are almond-crusted shrimp in papaya butter and an age-certified Black Angus New York strip with gorgonzola. For details and directions, go to the River Lake Inn website, riverlakeinn.com, or give them a call, 269-432-2626.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Okay, bird lovers, this is the sale you've been waiting for. Waddell's Garden Center's huge wild bird feeding extravaganza is going on right now, featuring big discounts on all the bird feed and feeding supplies you need. This week, all bird feeders are 30% off, including Michigan-made cedar feeders. Bill Stovall up in Dalton is the manufacturer of those cedar feeders. Very well built. They're 30% off. Aspects tube feeders, they come with a lifetime warranty. Suet feeders, squirrel-proof feeders, and a whole bunch more. You'll find the best deals around on bird feed. 50 pounds of black oil sunflower, just $17.86. Thistle seed, only 86 cents a pound. And Waddell's Songbird blend is just $16.36 for a 25-pound bag. Stock up now for the season and get many more yummy deals for your feathered friends, including suet seed cakes for just 78 cents. See Waddell's flyer at waddells.com for dozens of great deals on bird bath heaters. We're going to need them this coming week, folks. Gifts for bird lovers, squirrel baffles, and whole much more. Be sure to check out the free birding seminars this morning at 10 and 11, as well as special guest birds, including an eagle, an owl, hawk, falcon, and the handlers. The Milton Raptor Center will be at Waddell's from noon until 2 today with their majestic birds for you to see. Waddell's, your bird feeding headquarters. They're on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Again, if you do have a comment or question for Roger this morning, phone lines are open for you, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
And, oh, ye of little faith, when I mentioned it being cold, Tim immediately brought up the weather forecast to see if I was right.
Well, I just wanted to see.
And what did I say?
You weren't kidding. 34, the high on Tuesday?
Yeah. And yesterday, Bob Larson said, we may not get above freezing on Tuesday.
All right, well, I guess it is that time of year.
Now, the good news is not a lot of lake effect. He says the wind is going to be out of the north-northeast.
Ooh.
And so if there's lake effect snow, it'll be in Indiana and Chicago because of the wind direction. But that's still a long way off, and the cold weather really is coming. I wasn't kidding, Tim.
Okay. Oh, I didn't doubt you. I just
You did, too.
I had to see.
Yeah, yeah.
When you need to know. Let's head to the phone line, shall we? Head down to Vicksburg. Ellen is calling in. Good morning, Ellen. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hiya, Ellen. How you doing?
Pretty good for an old lady.
I'm doing pretty good for an old man.
Okay. I got to thinking last week's trivia question. Is the vocal cords different between males and females? In birds, is that why a rooster can crow in the morning and a hen only clucks?
No. The difference in vocalizations of birds is based on what they're using the vocalization for. And in general, females are quieter in the bird world than the males. Some women would suggest that's true in the human animal as well. But with few exceptions, the cardinal is one of those exceptions. Both the male and the female use their vocal abilities, not truly vocal cords, to mark territory and to guard a territory. Male cardinals wanting other male cardinals to stay away, females not wanting their male tempted by another female. But in general, and likely because females are sitting on a nest and don't want to attract predators, the females tend to be quieter. But it isn't the fact that they lack the apparatus to make sound. It's they don't. But some birds do. Cardinals, for instance, both the males and the females sing. Not this time of year. Cardinals are silent from end of September, first part of October, till end of January, early February. And then they become territorial again, and they start singing. That's why you frequently will see flocks of cardinals in the wintertime. The adults in the neighborhood don't care that all of the juveniles are hanging out in a group. That's how they meet their mate, so to speak. And out of that flock, each male and female will pair off for breeding season. But during this period that we're in now, cardinals are not territorial, and neither sex sings.
Then all females and males in different species have the same vocal cords.
Well, now you're asking such a specific question that I hesitate to answer. I tell you what, Ellen, I will get an answer, and I'll have it for you next week.
Okay.
But I'm not.
I'll be listening.
I can't tell you for certain that all bird species, the year round, both sexes have the apparatus that makes it makes a bird able to vocalize. But I'll get you an answer, and I'll have it for you next week.
Okay.
You have a good one, Ellen.
You have a good day, too, Roger.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Ellen. And we still have a quick moment or two yet if you have a question for Roger this morning. Today's edition of Birdwatch, 382-4280.
And I mentioned the cold weather coming up. One of the things that is used by birds to determine where they're going to spend their winter is not only the availability of food, but also the availability of water. And lack of water causes more bird deaths in the wintertime than does anything else. And as a result, think about getting a de-icer for your bird bath and offer water to your birds this coming winter.
Head up to Richland. Kelly, good morning.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My question, just moved into a new house in a heavily wooded area, and I want to put up bird feeders, but would it be beneficial this time of year to put up new feeders? Would the birds find them? And what kind of birds would I have best luck attracting in such a setting in the winter?
I would use black oil sunflower seed and maybe some peanuts, and your woodland birds will be very happy with you. Chickadees, titmice, nuthatch, the woodpeckers, especially if you put out suet, although they like peanuts. But I wouldn't mess with the thistle feeder. Goldfinch are an open field bird that eat grass seed, and so you're not as likely to see them as you are the woodland birds. And no, I'd put out a feeder, and you'll be surprised how quickly they'll find it, especially with the cold weather that's coming this coming week.
Okay, when I first moved in the first week there, I saw a scarlet tanager. What can I do to lure it down from the trees to my back deck?
Well, you're going to have to wait until next year. They're a neotropical bird, and they're in South America at this point. Water, they're an insect eater, and when I see them down where I can watch them, they're at my bird bath. And so offering water would be an important thing, and that would be an important thing to do this winter for the woodland birds as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You betcha.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Kelly. And real quick, we have about 60 seconds. Jack, right here in Kalamazoo.
Hi, Jack.
Good morning, guys. I have a question on robins.
Uh-huh.
When they go south, how far do they go?
Well, many of our robins don't go anywhere.
Okay.
They're non-migratory. They just go into the deep woods. They like swampy, marshy areas. And but if they do go south, they only go south to Kentucky, Tennessee, southern Indiana. But not all robins migrate.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good one, Jack.
You too.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Jack.
That's going to do it for Birdwatch. Have a nice weekend, everybody. A great day for going downtown to the holiday parade.
Absolutely.
And I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 3.
Thank you very much, Roger, and thank you for listening to this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Each and every Saturday morning in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, and by the River Lake Inn. We'll check in with the WKZO.com newsroom. And Greg Crawford will be joining us for this morning's edition of Around the Home. As Roger mentioned, a beautiful day for a parade. If you're heading downtown, be aware of various street closures along the normal parade route. So keep that in mind as you make your travels through the downtown area this morning. If you can't make it down there, we'll have the live stream at WKZO.com beginning at 10:45. Also, be a part of the parade, you can text parade to 80373, followed by your choice of the best parade entry for a chance to win $50. And the entry with the most votes will win $150. So make sure you do that as well. Text parade to 80373. Sunshine, 46 degrees. We'll check that complete AccuWeather forecast coming up as well.
He needs watching. That's when you know that he'll be good.